just like the big boy podcasters do. The important ones have voice letter lines.
Oh, I just stole you-know-whose again. Voicemail lines. I'm not going to say his name because he gets goddamn too much press. And he's got a big head because he thinks he's too fucking important, Big Fatty. So I'm not going to mention his Big Fatty name. Big Fatty thinks he's all that. And a bag of chips. Big Fatty. So you can call me, not Big Fatty, but me at 206-33.
Hi, everybody. It's the Fat One. I hate to interrupt the C-Hack because, you know, everything she has to say is very important. I want you to get her voice letter number. But, y'all, today is my 250th show, and I just couldn't wait to tell you that. It's going to be exciting. Okay, let's go back to the C-Hack. She's got her number for you.
6-8. And I would love that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just like the big boy podcasters.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 250 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 20th of January. 2009, and coming up on today's show, y'all, you either loved it yesterday or I pissed you off with it yesterday. We're going to talk about it. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone, and happy Inauguration Day to everyone. I'm sure that president-elect is taking in the BFO before taking the stage up there in the Washington, D.C. area. And, we wish everybody up there a warm day. Bundle up. Don't let your nipples freeze off. Or if you do, see Big Fatty, and he has some techniques that can warm them up for you. Hi, y'all. I knew yesterday was a chance. It was taking a leap. And you know, Big Fatty will leap out of the box, or sometimes he'll leap up on the box. But y'all, with the Drunky Cast, I don't know. Y'all, I got a lot of comments, and some people like the Drunky Cast, and other people are just like, no ma'am. No ma'am. In fact, y'all, I have pissed off my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the Australias, because, y'all, when he got his Christmas happy, in the Australian Post, as they call it down there, he immediately put it up on the eBay, and anyway, he has taken it off. I tell you what, before we get into that, let's do this. Y'all, I am going to go ahead. I'm kind of going to jump out of order here a little bit because this gets back to my straight boyfriend. He has sent in his entry as to why he is Big Fatty's, his reason for being the number one fan. And it's going in the colostomy bag. Don't get me wrong. But number one, Christmas Happy is off of eBay. Number two, I've listened to DQ Rick. And number three, I'm straight, but I would wrap your cock in bacon and suck it just out of respect. Y'all, I can't tell you how tingly I get just imagining that. But anyway, I'll get back to all of that, especially about the Christmas Happy coming off of eBay and why he's all pissed off at me and everything. But some of the other entries Big Fatty has gotten, you know, let's see if I can figure out. We got to the Super B saying that he didn't give a shit who... was the biggest fan. Anthony, out there in the San Francisco, says, a haiku for you. Big Fatty is great. Big Fatty loves the bacon. That's why I love him. Ant. Y'all, the ant sent that to me. I didn't know Anthony went by Ant. So, I it's a good thing he's not Uncle Thee, because he'd go by Unk. Also, I have gotten a submission from Joe, and Joe, who has sent 25 words, and anyway, he says, I'm Big Fatty's biggest fan because I listen in the morning, the evening, and right around supper time. With Big Fatty, it's always supper time. He's fat. And so we will thank him for that. And it's going in the colostomy bag. And I'll have more for you tomorrow to read. Now, y'all, getting back to the straight boyfriend. Y'all, on yesterday's Drunky Cast, I said,
y'all, if you win the prize, you can put it on eBay. It can go on eBay if you may.
And he immediately, I stole that from him. Well, you know, that's how Big Fatty do, number one. So he ought to know that. But anyway, I have been forgiven because he thought that yesterday's show was the shit. And I think that means good. And so, anyway, and y'all, I've still got lots of other entries to read, and I want to remind everybody, you can still get in on the Big Fatty number one contest. I'm going to take entries through, when am I going to take them through? Now, I'm going to have to pick the winner on the 1st of February, so we'll take them through Friday, the 30th. Let's do that. Friday the 30th, and then that'll give me time to reach an I'm not drunk tonight, but I am. It's still a little phlegmy. That'll give me time to throw everybody in the colostomy bag and then draw somebody out. So, anyway, we'll take them through the 30th. 25 words or less, why you are Big Fatty's number one fan. Just e-letter it to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And you'll be entered. And it's a whole new prize package. And if Straight Bob wins, then you'll see it on eBay. So, anyway. Some of the other comments, some of them were just ugly. That Michael in Stuttgart, after hearing the Drunky Cast yesterday, he was like, can I take my entry back for the number one fan. I think that's what he said. Oh my. Here it is exactly. Oh my, is there a way to get myself out of that colostomy bag again? Well, you know, y'all, if you want me to reach into the colostomy bag and take your name out, too bad. Unless it's on the 1st of February when I take your name out. So, too bad. And y'all, I'm a little surprised that the hag didn't write something. That's all I got to say. And you know, I'm sure she'll get me. It'll be that gotcha. It'll be that, like that Sarah Palin. It'll be a gotcha. Gotcha, Big Fatty. Oh, I'm going to get you with that Drunky Cast, Big Fatty. Hell, I'm the sea hag, and I'm shut in, and I'm gonna have that gotcha podcasting and stuff like that. And y'all, I've been pronouncing Lurie Dean's name wrong all this time, and I just pronounced it wrong again right there. It's Laura Dean, like Paula Dean, but it's Laura Dean. So, of course, Big Fatty will continue to pronounce it Lurie Dean. So, anyway, and, of course, Larry Cly wants to know if he can unsubscribe. How many times does he have to unsubscribe from all of this and everything? But you can read the comments over there, and you can add your own comment. But, y'all, I think, for the most part, The Drunky Cast may have made you giggle. I had a phone call from the patron saint of the BFO, that is Mr. Tim Cormall, and the other half, Mr. Ron de Soho, and they were all giggly about it, and they like a Drunky Cast, and y'all, you know, maybe it'll happen, and you know, plus y'all, Straight Bob, I think it made him really want to get me drunk. You know, again, it's that worlds colliding thing, you know. Usually it's the gay guy trying to get the straight guy drunk. I think he really wants to get me drunk. Because this was his favorite of all. Y'all, I didn't talk a whole lot about the weekend because I was overserved on the last podcast. I would like to let you know that Friday night that the Leather Weather at the Patrick's Pub was a bust. It was awful. There were 20 people in the bar, including all of the horror group. And so we just said, fuck it. And there were no Jell-O shots sold. We're going to save those for the horror contest that's coming up in the February. And so it was just a bust. And Big Fatty had some gentleman callers over the weekend and had a little fun. And anyway, just nothing really to report other than y'all. They are calling for the Weather Rat is going to have a cot set up tonight because they are calling for the wintry mix tonight. It's a wintry mix. Except in Charleston. But, you know, the Weather Rat goes out beyond the Charleston area. And so there's going to be accumulation outside the Charleston area. But we may still get a wintry mix, you know, on the bridges and overpasses. And, y'all, we've got a lot of bridges and overpasses here in town. So, and in honor of the wintry mix and the bridges and overpasses and, you know, the rat having to sleep on the cot, Big Fatty had soup tonight. Larry Kly and I went to the wing place again and had the three baskets of wings. We tried three new ones tonight. We had the, what did we have? We had honey mustard. They were okay, not so great. I mean, they're all good, but, you know, not so great. The Cajun, but the best one of all the ones we've had to this point were the barbecue, and they were delicious, and it was good. Y'all, I found something in the paper. I didn't read it. I just wrote down the title of a story that was, and honest to God, I'm not making this up. Honest to God, in the newspaper, I don't know when it was. It was probably the end of last week sometime. The headline in this newspaper article was, and this is a quote, "Source of gas, a mystery." I would venture a guess that Larry Kly and Mr. Vader... that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
They can both attest to the fact that the source of gas is not a mystery. It's Big Fatty's colon. And y'all, I want to say one thing also. DQ Rick over there at the genital warts, and you can get that link off of the BFO. It's over there. He was asking folks to send in, you know, reason, you know, people who had poopy problems, you know, that they couldn't poop in a public restroom, or they had to use a certain bathroom in their house or something like that. Well, Big Fatty didn't have that, but y'all, Big Fatty has, and I couldn't come up with exactly the right term until it hit me this afternoon. It's what I refer to as colonic excitement. And y'all, and you can probably, I bet you some of you, you don't really suffer from colonic excitement, but I bet some of you have experienced colonic excitement, and it's when you get home from a trip or something like that, and you know, you are trying, you got your suitcase, your grip, and you got your keys out, and you probably got other things in your hands, and you're trying to open the door, and your colon is going, oh, Lord, we're home. Oh, Lord, we're home. Oh, Lord, we're home. And y'all, it is like you could have been constipated for 3 days or for a week, but come the time that you are ready to open the door to your apartment or your house, you have what I refer to as colonic excitement, and you cannot get to the toilet. You cannot get to the toilet fast enough. And on that, I think we'll do this. All right, y'all, I'm going to have a little fun with this one today. Today, your clue for today's Memory Lane music I've already fucked it up. Anyway, today your clue is George W. Bush. Wow, that was a quick Memory Lane music there. Oh, well. Now, y'all, do you know what that was from? The music was from? Y'all, and work with me on this one here now. That is the music from The Weakest Link. It was a popular TV quiz program which first appeared in the United Kingdom on BBC in August of 2000. The original British version of the show also aired around the world on BBC Entertainment and BBC America. Now, the U.S. version is, you know, there are all kinds of versions all over the place, but the U.S. version of the game show aired on NBC from April 16th, 2001 through July 14th, 2002, with several episodes that were left unaired until they aired on PAX in 2002, with the remainder eventually airing on the Game Show Network. That's the quiz program network, what Big Fatty calls it. The show also aired in syndication from January 2002 through September 2003. Reruns are on PAX for a short period of time, but are now on the Game Show Network. And like the British version, Anne Robinson served as the host of The Weakest Link. George Gray served as the syndicated version. On the NBC version, the team size was 8 people, with the potential top prize being $1 million. In syndication, the top prize was $75,000. And y'all, why is this appropriate on this day? Why is The Weakest Link appropriate on this day, with your clue being George W. Bush? Well, when you were eliminated from the show, the very stern Anne Robinson in her black coat and all would turn to you and would say, "Oh dear Gussie." No, she wouldn't say, "Oh dear Gussie." She would say, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye." And y'all, today, to President 43, to W, we say, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye." And y'all, I hope you're going to have a great day. Y'all, it's Arthur's birthday. It's Arthur's birthday down there in the New Zealand's. Although, by the time you hear this, he will have already celebrated it. He would have been 50 years old. He's probably already shot himself once. He's broken a few teeth. He probably has to be taking some Boniva. And y'all, he's getting married. He's going to be getting married on Saturday. And y'all, you know what he's going to say in his vows.
Just like the big boy podcasters.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.